Mishnah Vav, when it comes to the Kohanim serving in the Beis HaMikdash, all Kohanim are split into 24 groups, known as Mishmarais. There are 24 Mishmarais Kahuna, and each Mishmar would serve in the Beis HaMikdash for 1 week at a time. So on average, each Mishmar would serve for 2 weeks in total each year. And within each Mishmar, according to most Rishonim, each Mishmar was split into 6 groups, each group being known as a Beis Av, and each Beis Av would serve for 1 day of the week. Just that Beis Av, so Sunday would be one Beis Av, Monday would be another Beis Av, and on Shabbos, all of those groups, the entire Mishmar together, would serve in the Beis HaMikdash on that 7th day. This is the opinion of most Rishonim. The focus of our Mishnah is when it comes to a fast day, do those Kohanim who are serving in the Beis HaMikdash need to be part of the fast? So there are two opinions. According to the first opinion, Sholish Tanis Rishonis, the first 3 fasts on the community, so those are the most lenient, and Shemishmar is Anim V'Lemashlimin, the people, the Kohanim who are part of that Mishmar, but not actually serving in the Beis HaMikdash on that day, so they need to fast, but they don't need to complete the fast. So they would fast half the day, at some point in the afternoon they would stop the fast. The reason being that although they were not serving in the Beis HaMikdash themselves, if there was a need for more Kohanim, let's say there are lots more Korbanos being brought, so other Kohanim from the Mishmar would be called upon to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So since that was a chance that they would be needed, they do not fast the entire day, V'anshei Beis Av, whereas the people who are part of the Beis Av who are actually serving that day, Lohoms and Klal, they would not fast at all. They need to be able to perform the Beis HaMikdash service properly, and since anyway the first set of fasts are relatively lenient, the Anshei Beis Av would not fast at all. Sholish Shaniyos, the second set of 3 fasts, so as we saw in the previous parak, these are slightly more strict. They already start from the night before, it's forbidden to work, etc. So Anshei Mishmar is Anu Mashlimin, the people who are part of the Mishmar but not serving that day, they fast and complete the fast. Chances are they won't be needed. Whereas Anshei Beis Av, the people who are part of the Beis Av who are serving that day, so they are definitely needed, Mis Anu Mashlimin. They fast but do not complete the fast, and Shavah Achareinos. The last 7 fasts, which we have seen, are much more strict. Elu V'Elu Mis Anu Mashlimin, both the people part of the Mishmar, and even the people who are part of that Beis Av who are serving that day, they are all required to fast and to complete the entire fast. The Rabbi Yeshua, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. The Chachom Amin, but the Chachomim say, and their opinion is that you basically take it all down one level. So in each case, they're lenient one level more. So Sholish Tanis HaRishonos, on the first set of 3 fasts, Elu V'Elu Lohom Mis Anu Klal, none of the entire Anshei Mishmar would fast at all. Sholish Shaniyos, the second set of 3 fasts, Anshei Mishmar Mis Anu Mashlimin, the people who are part of the Mishmar would fast but not complete the fast. The Anshei Beis Av and the people in the Beis Av serving that day, Lohom Mis Anu Klal, they would still not fast at all. But Sheva Achareinos, on the last 7 fasts, Anshei Mishmar Mis Anu Mashlimin, the people who are part of the Mishmar but not part of the Beis Av that day, they need to fast the entire fast, but Anshei Beis Av, the people who are part of the Beis Av serving that day, Mis Anu V'Lemashlimin, they need to fast but not complete the fast. There is never a case, according to the Chachomim, where the Beis Av who is serving that day will need to fast the entire day. They need the strength.